Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right, you squares. Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yes.
Got you. Because Monday night, I'm staying up. I'm watching every interview, every quick clip. I'm going to see if they got YouTube videos up already. I want to win, lose, and draw. I'm going to watch everything Washington football team related. You understand me?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I need that. You know, and they waiting us make wait till Monday night, them Bammers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wait that long. It's going to be like, I got to go to work Monday, and all day, all I'm going to be doing is humming the NFL Monday night theme song in my head. And, you know, people going to be asking me for directions, where the bathroom at, where this store, that store, and it's all going to be FedEx Field to me. I'll be giving people directions to FedEx Field all day. But, okay, we'll get over it, and I'll let you guys know Tuesday which voice I went with and which voice worked. All right? Yeah. How was your Wednesday, sis? How did things go with you on Wednesday?
Everything went good. I hurt my ankle a little bit from, you know, walking. I twisted my ankle, but I'll be back out tomorrow walking again. If my Lord downstairs say I can walk, then I'll be back at it again tomorrow.
Oh, man. What was the dog chasing you, sis?
Listen, I don't know what was chasing me, but I don't even know how I hurt my ankle. It didn't even feel like it was hurt or nothing. But when I woke up, it was just swollen. It was like swollen. I was like, well, what happened? I don't know. It just happened. Mysteriously happened yesterday when I was walking. Myself, me and Darius was walking. So, you know, I got to take my bodyguard with me when I walk.
No doubt. Understand that. Everybody needs a little bit of protection on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though, girl, because my right knee, I don't know what has happened, what transpired, or anything. All I know is my dad going to need the other day after work I got off, I went to change my clothes because I do not wear my uniform off of the site because
something happened.
They will not hold me hostage until the police arrive. So, yeah.
Right.
For selfish reasons, I changed clothes. But anyway, I changed clothes, and I felt my knee, like, go, well, I felt and heard, like, a pop twist,
okay.
If you can follow me on that. And ever since then, I've been trying, you know, walk my cool power walk that I got, you know, that I love so much, but the junk been coming with a limp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been down like, yes. So I got a doctor's appointment September the 5th, I believe it is. I got to look at my notes. But, I'm going to ask her to look at that for real. So in the meantime, between time, girl, I got an ace bandage and a knee brace on.
Oh.
I got to keep it moving. You know what I mean? I ain't got time to slow down, huh?
Yeah, I know.
When I felt that jump and I stood up, guess what the first thing I said?
What?
Devil, you the liar.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with my leg. I'm claiming help. You got me messed up. You don't know who you messing with.
Okay.
But, yeah. So that's something else. I'll let you guys know what the result was once I go to the doctors. Okay. On today's Tales Corner, we will discuss the MLB division leaders. We're getting close to the playoffs, y'all. Real close. And like I said, since we've been this season, the way we have followed baseball, I'm telling you, y'all, it's like it has flown by, seriously. I mean, it just seems like yesterday, I was saying I'm going to opening day. I can't wait for baseball to go to the opening day and chill at the Nats Stadium some Friday mm-hmm. evenings or some Sunday evening. And look, we are really not far from the playoffs, y'all. We are really not far yep. from the playoffs. So we're going to dive into that. The NBA has announced their 2023-24 Hall of Fame inductees. And they're titling this one of the best Hall of Fame mm-hmm. class ever. So we're gonna debate that. We're going to talk about that. You know, and guess what else, y'all? Lady T presents preseason week two of Lady T's picks. Yeah, time out. Look, I told Cap today, Treat. I said, you won the picks last week. He talking about something. Yeah, I figured that. I was like, you know what? You a bad one.
No, you didn't.
Yes. He was like, yeah, I just figured I won. What I went with? I said, you should have tuned into the show. You won. That's all I'm
okay.
telling you. He was like, don't be petty, man. Don't be petty. But I let him know that you and I both were nipping at his heels, but he beat us out, you know what I mean, fair and square. So this week, guys, hey, listen. I hope y'all study and prepare for these picks. I hope last week's preseason games giving you guys an inclination of which team you're going to go with. And we're going to run through these picks like it ain't Nathan. Yeah, time out. All right, y'all. You can join Lady T and all the Online Corner crew, Mom Betty, Gerald, David Ford, and all them good peoples on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family, 57, that Bama 007. Hey, you know what? 007 hasn't really given us our what-the-hell-is-he-talking-about moment, so... Hopefully he'll give us that today, y'all. He'll give us that what the hell moment. All right. Studio family on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real. It's our only real. Know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Lady C, you got anything you want to add, you want to say?
No, we good. We covered it just about everything. Just my little ankle was all swollen up, but we good. Prayers are working.
There we go. All right, so we're gonna roll with Rick a little bit more with some busting out, and then we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. Y'all get ready for it.
Well, all right. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Man, I just, you know, hearing that song takes me back, right, to like elementary school when we used to have the little, you know, parties, and me and my little crew of fellas, you know, we all standing around together, and the little girls on the other side standing together, and everybody like nervous or whatever, don't want to go and ask the young lady if she wants to dance, and But I'm going to tell you, I figured it out, Trace. What I did, I watched the young women, and whichever one that rhythm caught them, that song caught them, whether they be bobbing their head, moving their shoulders, twisting their hips, shaking their little feet, or clapping their hands to the beat or whatever, that's the one I went to and asked if they want to dance. And my buddies used to be like, man, how did you know to go and ask her if she wanted to dance? That man Mikhail don't know, girl, ever tell him no. No, you got to go with the one that's fidgety. You got to go with the one that's moving because she wants to groove as much as you want to groove. Yeah, come back. Yeah, that was a great time, a great time. All right, y'all, MLB, division leaders. The AL East has Little Betty's Orioles at 74-46. The AL Central has the Twins at 63-59. The AL West has the Rangers at 72-8. The Braves with the NL East, 77-42. The Brewers with the NL Central, 65-55. And the NL West, we have the Dodgers at 72-46. Therese, your Giants sitting at 64-57. Ted, your Cubs are 61-58 for second in the NL Central. Treat y'all a second in the NL West, excuse me. The Phillies are 65 behind the Braves 77, and I just don't think they're going to catch them. The Astros are 69-52 behind the Rangers in the AL West. The Guardians. The Guardians are 58-62 behind the 63-59 Twins. Hey, 57, your Yankees are 500 at 60-60, but the Tampa Bay Rays is the team that's close behind the Orioles at 73-50. So that's the division leaders. What say you, Lady T? Let me say this real quick, sis. I'm sorry. Congratulations to my Washington Nationals. You know what I mean? We got to pull out a broom this weekend, and you know, everything is just looking so delightful for my team this weekend. I just had to get that out. But go ahead, sis.
I don't even know where to start. But I do know my Giants are not, I'm not so proud of them right now. I'm not so proud of them because they should be up more than they're behind. Right now they're 10 games behind the Dodgers. So that's really, really not good because we only got probably about 40 more games left. So that's really not good. The O's are looking amazing. So, I mean, we might as well go ahead and talk about my O's. They are looking amazing. I don't know if they're going to make it to the big game, but they right now, looking at them, they look amazing. Them and those Rays that you were talking about, they look amazing, too. And like you said, they were talking about the Yankees having the worst season ever this year. This is the worst season that the Yankees has had. And, it's the worst season, but it's not – I mean, it could be worse than it is. Like, they're not the worst team in MLB right now. I think that's the Athletics and the Rockies. They're not doing good at all, but their roster don't seem to match what their record is. And that's the same go with the Yankees. Like, their record don't match what they have in the dugout. Like, it just don't match up. So,
right.
I don't know. Them O's going to be hard to beat. them older, I mean, they're going to be really, really hard to beat because they got 74 wins.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Well, the O's and the Braves, I say, are going to be real tough measuring sticks when it comes to anyone meeting up with them because and one thing that the Orioles and the Braves have in common, they're giving it to you in all ways. You know, they're playing small ball. They're playing great defense. They're having tremendous pitching right now. And seriously, if you think about it and look at, you know, these two teams, the Orioles and the Braves, I'm really thinking that's going to be, barring any injuries or hiccups, that's going to be our World Series matchup. Seriously, if those boys
out the Rangers. You can't leave out the Rangers.
Yeah.
They playing amazing as well, but I think the O's gonna take it to them. They just been persistent this whole time. They haven't had a whole bunch of hiccups. I mean, they had some losses, some bad losses, but they just been consistent this whole year. Like they've been consistent. Everybody on the same page. Everybody eating. The coaching staff is doing amazing. Like they just been on a roll. Like on a roll. So I don't see them having a hiccup. And if they do have a hiccup, it's got to be because of some injuries. Some injuries happened. Some people got hurt. And stuff like that. So my hat's off to Betty and her O's.
We can say the same thing about Tampa Bay. You know,
exactly.
They're another 73 win team. You know, so you know, we can say the same thing about these guys as well. Which leaves one factor that we all cannot get around. This playoff, the play-in, and wild card games, they are going to be exciting because you really, when you look at the matchups, we don't really know who's going to win what. Anybody can take it at any time. So, you know, but as far as
I just hope the Dodgers don't. Anybody but the Dodgers. Anybody but the Dodgers. I'm good.
Jeez, you can't put that kibosh on them people, man. You got to let them people be, man. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone. Come on in here, 5-7. What's happening?
What's up, 57?
What's up, everybody? Not much. What's happening, y'all?
Hey.
Let's not forget Seattle. Seattle is playing good ball out west. Most of the teams out west except for the Angels, I think the Diamondbacks, you know, are not, you know, they're not playing that good, but most of the teams out west are playing pretty good and got a chance of being in the playoffs. Even though it's not the worst record we ever had, it is, it is bad, you know, considering what we got on our team.
Right.
I didn't realize the effect of having Judd out would do to the team that we had. I didn't know that one player would do that to us like that, but it did.
Right.
So, and now we can't catch up, you know. And that's our coach. And you haven't heard me say anything about firing our coach for the Yankees, but it's about time for Boone to go because he hasn't figured out how to get us to that point where we're not just relying on home runs, and we've been in that position for the last 4 or 5 years. And frankly, I'm just tired of seeing a good team continuously die on the vine because we can't get a home run.
Right. Well, to further clear things up, the Colorado Rockies, I think we can count them out of it at 46-75. The Washington Nationals, the Athletics, girl,
34 and 87. No,
they're not trying to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not trying to win.
Yeah.
The Royals, they're 39-84.
Right, right.
What's the Nationals record? Let me see.
The Washington Nationals, 53-67.
No, y'all 54. No, 54.
Yeah, 54-67.
Y'all just
sweep
some people.
Yeah, but I don't see any major movements. We'll jump the Mets, you know what I mean? But beyond that, I don't really see any major movements with us. I think this was a year of let's see what the youngins can do, you know? And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I ain't going to say it, but y'all know we just won here not too long ago. So
us Washington fans
have patience. We got patience. We can have a little patience right now because even when
y'all
they weren't, and not just the rebuilding. Don't forget, we're looking to sell the team as well. So, you know, we got some things going on outside of the diamond that I think personally is affecting the things going on with this. So,
and let me
say, that's cool.
That's the intriguing part about it, is that even though y'all trying to save the team with the record that you have this year, y'all still took some pride in trying to still rebuild your team. They didn't just give up. Like Oakland Athletics, we're moving. We're going to Vegas. So we're not going to spend no money. We're not going to do anything. We'll wait till we get to Vegas. But the National, in retrospect, is like, okay, yeah, we're selling the team, but we still need to have a team here once the sale is made.
Yeah.
So they're still building their team. Y'all should feel good about what you did this year.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
What
it's,
you're doing.
It's not a hang your head type of output to me. It's not, you know. So, all right, let's take another call.
Come on.
57. Oh, my goodness. 007.
Hello, y'all can hear me? Hey, what's going on? Sorry, y'all. It's kind of naughty here in National Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got the youngest out here playing right now. Mike Rizzo down in Nelson Saints right now, cooking up.
Okay.
We're trying to get our 55th win of the season. The Yankees need our help right now. I'm a right double. 57. They need our help.
All thing I want to know is, I thought you were supposed to be in the bathroom when you down there.
Hey, look, let's go. I ain't in the bathroom. Hey, let's 2-1 right now. 3-1.
Don't keep bringing up the Yankees, sir.
No, I ain't in the bathroom with the crowd right now. With the crowd. Yeah, we trying to go for that wild card spot. That's what we trying to do.
No, sir, bro. Let that go.
We coming for no Giants. We coming for them.
Let that go. For the Giants? Okay.
Hey, look, the comments expressed on the comments of 007, DMV Kale, Kale's Corner family, we ain't saying nothing about we coming for nobody or none of that. Oh, way to beat the throw home. 007, you got me watching it now.
My bad. For the World Series. My bad. Not for the Giants. For the World Series.
He said, whoa. Okay. What they serving out there in Nats Park? What they serving them people?
That good
let's
stuff.
Go
it ain't Marlboro. It's that good stuff, though.
Yeah, it seemed to be, sir. Let's go to Brother Tang. What's happening, Tang?
What's up, Tang?
Yeah, it's going to family. Much of some respect. How everybody doing? Man, we
What's up, bro?
Yeah, but you keep holding up.
Your phone breaking
you
up.
You broke up, Tang.
I told 006, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
All right, I told 007, man, I love his face, man. He keep hope alive, but I'm going to walk on up off that ship this time. I'm going to go ahead and let him go ahead and stir his joint, see what it do, since he still think we're going to do something. But I ain't messing with him. I'm going off what 57 said. We in the rebuilding, not rebuilding, but, you know, just trying to put these pieces together, and we're going to jump back out there next year. Yeah, just maintain it. Yeah. You know, they still gonna feel the pop. Everybody still love the Nationals. We ain't going nowhere. It's just not our year this year. That's all.
Hey. And see, that's all.
Y'all
will
be back strong next year.
That recent victory is what got us feeling like that. You know, because it wasn't that long ago that they won. So.
Fact.
Who y'all beat, the Giants?
What?
I thought it was the Giants just because I know y'all been getting your butt handed to you here a little lately. I thought it was y'all.
Oh.
My bad.
Oh, and y'all have it, sir?
Shots fired.
We won another night.
I am over there shooting this gun off.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to take. Hey, look, I got to take pot shots now. I can't get in the full war.
Okay.
That's okay. So, So, y'all, we you know, keep your eye out. A lot of teams, it's not over for them yet, or at least they're playing like it. And these guys are trying to put things together to get that wild card spot or whatever the goal is for their team. So, you know, hey, good baseball. Good baseball is going on right now. With all jokes aside, you know, we clown 57 over his 60-60, but hey, they're still, you know, good
they still
baseball 500 going
teams.
On. Yeah,
they still
500
teams. One game over.
Yeah, we got to catch we got to catch a streaker coming through in order for us to catch up and win the World Series this year, though.
Not a streaker.
Y'all need Judd. It seems like y'all need Judd to come on back.
Actually, since we don't, that's our problem.
No.
It's Judge. Not Judge is the problem himself. But we depend on home runs too much.
Depend on them.
You know,
we
need to learn how to play all facets of the game. You know, and that's your coach's problem. That's why we need a coach with a different perspective on the game. We need a for Houston, like Dusty, you know. Let's build some runs. I ain't seen a bunt in all about 100 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's definitely
that's
been
true.
A while. And that's the thing. I'm like, in the beginning of the season, y'all was showing all of that. It wasn't just y'all home runs. Y'all home runs really didn't kick in until like halfway of the season. But in the beginning, because I remember here on Tails Corner, we were you guys and how you all were playing small ball and great defense and as long as your pitching holds up, you guys are going to be this and that and the third. So I don't know where it's like, I don't know, Space Jam, you know what I mean? The aliens came down and sucked out the Yankee players' talent or what, but I just know it's not what, you know, we were accustomed to at the beginning of the season. 57 like to say that I put that kabobs on it. jinxed them. But in all seriousness, though, it's like, how did they get to where they are now? And I know the injuries play a serious part in it. We cannot leave that out because those were serious injuries that that Yankees team had to overcome to some key players at that. Key players. But, hey, you know, what we always say, every year can't be your year. You know what I mean? And I'm fine with that, at least with my team. I'm fine with that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're still playing exciting ball and giving me a reason to scream, even if it is temporary. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah.
But that's how
they're
going
to deliver
you
back to the throne again.
Oh, to the throne? Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going back again. I'm saying, if I had to root for a second team in baseball, the Nationals would be my team. I like the Nationals. You know, I enjoy how the atmosphere downtown when you go to the game. I like the way they treated their players when they had them and how they successfully sought out players to try to win a World Series for the city, you know, and they did that.
Yeah.
I like the Nationals.
That's what's up. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And while you were saying that, we just got another base hit double and scored again. So the score is now 6-1, Washington over Boston. That's what's happening.
Let's
keep
get
it coming.
Go Nats.
All right.
Go Nats.
I'll tell you. Go Nats. That's what's up. All right, y'all. That's our baseball talk. Like you said, watch it because I'm telling y'all, it's gooder and gooder every time. Trust me. It's gooder and gooder every
Not
time.
Not gooder.
Gooder. 563-999-3782.
Right back. He balled out. Tony Parker balled out. Paul Gasol, he was great. I don't understand why Popovich is on this list and he's still participating in games. I thought when you was in the Hall of Fame, you had to be retired. So I don't know how he got in to the Hall of Fame. So that's questionable for me. So it's all right. The list is all right because of that for me, because he shouldn't be on the list. That's just my personal opinion. How are you on the list and you still coaching? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
And he is great. Don't get me wrong. He is great. But he needs to wait his turn,
okay,
like everybody else. When you retire, then you go in.
Right, right. I'm with you on that. Let's go to – go ahead, Tank. Go ahead, Tank. I'm about to call you now.
Yeah, I'm just I like
– Your phone broken up, Tank. You need to get where your phone at. Where your phone?
I don't know. I'm right here. I don't know why my phone breaking up, man. Can y'all hear me now?
Talk right there. Yep.
Yeah,
stay right there.
I got to get out the kitchen. That's what it is. Damn. All right, but look, Lady T, I didn't think of that, but that's a good point right there about Popovich. But I like the list, and I agree with the list because everybody that's on there, it's no debate about it. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's one of the – I don't know if it's the greatest or the best one because I never saw all the lists of everybody that's going in, you know, before they went in. So, but it's a great list. And I can't dispute it because everybody was great when they played, everybody that's on it.
Mm-hmm. And everybody only got championships. So.
Yeah.
But find out about that, though. We'll find out about that, Lady T, about the NBA, because he might not have to be out already. I don't know, but I thought the same thing that you thought, that they already had to be retired before they went to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. I got you.
I thought the list was okay. I didn't think it was greater or worse than any other list they put up there. Like, you know, Tang said, all of them had a championship. You know, all of them played an integral part during their period in the NBA. I don't understand either why Popovich was up there, because they always say you got to wait. You know, you get out of baseball, you got to wait 5 years. Football, you got to wait. And basketball, I thought it was the same thing. So I was surprised to see him getting his while he's still a participant in the NBA. But, you know, hey, man, people change the rules when they want to. You know, hey. The president can go to jail and still be the president. So what the hell?
Show now. Come on in here, Darius. I know that a lot of these players before your time, but how do you feel about this class of inductees?
What's up, D-Mar? Can y'all hear me? What's up with y'all?
Yeah, there you go.
What's up, D?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
My opinion on this list, it's a great list. It's a great list. I like that they let Pop in there while he's still playing, because it's like, why wait till somebody died to give him their flowers? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I look at it personally. Like, give him his flowers while he is. Like, I wish they could let LeBron go ahead and go inside the Hall of Fame while he's still playing. I mean, just do it. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, I like it. That's just my opinion. Give a person their flowers while they're here.
That's cool.
Okay.
I like the question.
I don't know why you have to wait anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if your career is your career, it ain't going to change in 5 years. Why we need to wait? If you finished last year, let's vote for you to go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely if you got.
Once you retire. Once you retire, that 5-year wait is unnecessary.
It's ridiculous.
Me. But at least be retired. You know what I mean?
You know why they probably do it like that though? Because I was just thinking, when you said that, big boy, at least wait till they retire, because someone retire and come back. You see what I'm saying? That's probably why they make them wait like that. Now, some of them I know that when they retire, we know they retired. But just think about how many people said that they retired and then came back. So,
right.
That's probably why they
some
do
of them also they do that little grace period to see if anybody's gonna catch your numbers, basically. If anybody can catch up to you. So that's all for real.
Right. Well, I mean, hey. It's a good system. I'm with you guys. I don't want to see a whole lot of changes to it because it is a good system. And One thing I will say about the NBA, they make sure to give you your flowers when you can appreciate them. We see with other sports, we just read over the NFL Hall of Fame inductee, and there were players that the only pictures that were available were in black and white, you know, and that's cool that you're reaching back and you're bringing history into the present. But what these guys have done, nothing else football related really since they retired. If they were good enough to go in now, they were good enough to go in back then, in my book, because no numbers have changed, no stats have changed, but you like them more now, so you're going to bring them in. You know, I constantly am aggravated every year when the Football Hall of Fame is announced. And Brian Mitchell is, and I know what you said, Tang, and I get it. Brian Mitchell rubbed a lot of folk the wrong way. He was arrogant as hell. I told y'all at the Million Man March when we saw Brian Mitchell and Leslie Shepard, and I mean, Shep played football with my brother and I at Fordsville.
Yeah, with
so
the
I'm, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm thinking, you know, oh, Shep, our man, you know, but Brian Mitchell, when my pops asked for his autograph, was like, oh, we're not Redskins today. We're just black men going in for the march. And I was like, bro, you're a Redskin every day. The money you got in the bank was given to you by the Redskins. All the cheering and hollering that you receive are from Redskin fans. So to say you're not a Redskin today, I think that's a little arrogance that you shouldn't have to have. But and some say that is what has kept him out of the Hall of Fame, because of his arrogance, because he rubbed so many folk, writers, really, so many writers the wrong way. But, you know, hopefully one day they'll stop making it be such a popularity contest. If you have the numbers, you should be in. It's as simple as that.
Can I put another spin on that, Kev?
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to crack a joke or mess with the Redskins. I mean, mess with the Washington football team or anything. I want to know. I agree with what Tang said, but I also, Brian Mitchell was a good player. I would want him on my team. But if you look at his stats, what did he lead the league in? He was good in a whole lot of stuff. But what did he really lead the league in? He was good at so much stuff that he didn't lead the league in nothing, really.
He was
a good player. Like I said, Kel, I'm not arguing. I'm asking. Did he ever lead the league in?
He led the league in kick returns and punt returns until the emergence of Devin Hester. Brian Mitchell was at the top lists.
I mean, is that a fact, or are you just thinking that he did that?
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reason why Hall of Fame real quick. Let me tell y'all the requirements real quick before we get off the subject. For the players. This is for the players. I'm reading it off their website. A player must be fully retired for 4 seasons before being eligible for the enshrinement. He or she may be considered for the enshrinement in the 5th year of retirement. Should a player come out of retirement for a short period of time, as defined by the Basketball Hall of Fame, he or she case is eligible for enshrinement shall be reviewed on an individual basis. Now, for the coaches, It say when it comes to coaches, a coach must be either fully retired for four full seasons, or if still an active coach, have coached as either a full-time assistant or head coach on the high school and on college and or professional level for a minimum of 25 years. That person will then be considered for the enshrinement for the sixth year of retirement. Hold on. Or the 26th year of active coaching. The same criteria stands for all referees as well, just in case y'all was wondering.
Okay. Well, then that's what it is. Then he's definitely going there because he didn't definitely hit that mark.
Exactly.
Yeah. What I wanted to say about Brian Mitchell, though, was that not only did he play multiple positions, but when I was growing up, when I was watching Monty Coleman and Lawrence Taylor and all them guys, a football player was a football player. They could play on either side of the field, man. And that's what Brian Mitchell did. He played everywhere, man. He did everything when he was out there. He should have been in the Hall of Fame to me.
I'm not disagreeing with you, kid.
No. I know. You were saying why, and I was telling you why I think he should be in there. Because you got players now that they might be a left guard, and then they make it a big issue.
Can't play
and I don't
right.
know why it is like that. They can't. He only can play left guard. He can't play right guard. And I'm like, dog.
Right.
You supposed to be great on one side, but how you not gonna be able to be great on the other side? It ain't like they telling you to do a backflip to go over there and do it. Just it seems like it's the same thing.
Right.
I'm serious, though. And these guys nowadays, they just can't do that. They can't be a quarterback.
Nope.
They can't do punt return. That's why when you get guys that play special teams and they be out there, man, that's a plus
they
right
touch.
There, man.
Yeah, they play special.
Another caveat: Brian Mitchell was third string quarterback. Not many people know that.
He was number one in college. He came out of college as a quarterback.
Yeah, he should have been a quarterback.
Right.
But they switched his position.
They switched him up.
Quarterback,
that's because he was a football player.
Kick return. Thank you, Tang. Thank you. That's why I ran off those four jobs, because he was just a football player. You know what I'm saying? He was
a lot of times.
Tang said these guys won't be today. Go ahead for
right.
A lot of times.
And I'm not arguing with you or Tang or either one. I agree with both of y'all. Brian Mitchell was a great football player, and you would want to have him on your team because he's the guy you could sit out there and say, look, I need you to block number 87, knock him on his butt, and he's going to get knocked on his butt. That's what Brian Mitchell going to do for you. Want to throw you a touchdown, he could do that too. But what I'm saying is when it comes to them looking at stats and what you did in the NBA, they don't have a position in the Hall of Fame for utility player, which they should, because to me a utility player is a guy that can do everything, not just a guy you just bring off the bench, but a guy that can do everything, and that's what Brian Mitchell was to me personally.
And to me, I agree with you 100%, and to me that qualifies him as a Hall of Famer. The man should have been there. The man should have been, and I think when let me ask you guys this. How about they make it a vote or choice by people who've actually played the game? You know, you're putting these people's Hall of Fame possibility into hands of reporters. Guys who've never played the game. That's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. And you got a reporter who has a beef or a bad interview with a player, and he put it out and made it known that this dude is disgruntled. Now you got all the reporters saying, no, we can't put him in the Hall of Fame. Look at his work. Look at what he's done. The same that I say about Pete Rose. Now, I know Pete Rose had a tremendous, tremendous egregious, you know, gambling on yourself and baseball while you're working in baseball. Come on, that's a calamity waiting to happen. But you can't take away the man's stats. You can't take away what he's done. And then you'll give him a job in baseball, forgiving all his transgressions, but say, no, he can't be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's crazy to me in my mind.
Yeah, that's
how
they do it.
What about this man's gambling takes away from all he did and all he gave of himself? I don't see where it takes away. I truly don't. I truly don't. So, you know, to me, it's just like, okay, the man has the stats. He has the numbers to be in. If you're not putting him in, it's nothing but personal reasons at this point, to me. There's nothing but personal reasons that are keeping this man out of the Hall of Fame. And your personal relationship has nothing to do with what he has done as a player. To me, you know, that's just to me. But, hey, you know, they say nay. Nay, it will be. So, congratulations.
It's so hypocritical, though, Kel.
Yes, it is.
You suspend me for gambling, but you build a FanDuel stadium right beside the stadium that I play in. You build a betting stadium right next door to me and then tell me I can't go in there and bet. And you give me millions of dollars. Come on, man. Are you setting me up for what?
Yeah, straight for what?
And to take it even further, after every gambling promotion that we see on TV, what they follow it with? If you're having problems with gambling, call this number. So, no, gambling is a sickness. We can honestly say gambling is a sickness. So, you guys are going to keep this man out of the Hall of Fame for his sickness? Come on, man. Come on.
But
let
you're
going to
keep him out of the Hall of Fame for some things that you're promoting. You promote gambling, but when I do it, I get punished for doing it. I get punished for doing exactly what you're promoting. That's just like tennis shoes. Like, why promote tennis shoes if you don't want me to buy them? You know what I'm saying? Why promote gambling if you don't want me to do it? Like, that don't make sense. That's like 57 cents. Hypocritical.
Very hypocritical.
Hypocritical as hell.
Very hypocritical. Yeah. Yeah, and that is one that, like I said, the gambling and the personal beast, I think that all of that should be taken out of it. When a decision is reached on who goes in and who doesn't, all of that stuff should be taken out of it. You know, and then the biggest travesty in the world. I can't recall, but I don't remember hearing Barry Bonds' name mentioned at all with the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, you guys have tried the surprise urine test, the unexpected urine test. You guys have the come over to man house 4 o'clock in the morning. We need you to your sample in his jar, and he's failed none of them. He's failed none of them. I think that's a star. I think that's a star.
Still can't get in.
Yeah.
Now, they'll never mention Barry Bonds' name again.
And I don't
that's
mean
one.
To,
that's one.
That's one. Go ahead, 57.
Go ahead, 57.
No, I was about to say that's, forgive me, y'all, but that's one brother you will not hear mentioned again as far as the Hall of Fame goes unless we talk about it. But the powers that be, they will never let that Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. First of all, they couldn't stop his money. They couldn't stop the home runs. The fans love him in San Francisco, so he got a base there. They won't let them do wrong by him. So it's almost like it was when Marion Barry was the mayor. You know, he's our man. Mm-hmm. You can't touch him. You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
And they tried to make us feel like idiots or simple-minded and all of that because so many people still support man. But you got to look at what that man did for so many people. I know time changes and different things happen, but I have to look at the way the city moved in the summertime when Marion Barry was leading, because you didn't have little kids hanging out on the street. You didn't have young because if you wasn't working a Marion Barry summer job program, you wasn't old enough. Guess what? Marion Barry opened the schools, and the schools became like a daycare for these kids.
No, you're right. You know, you go out and you spend $10 million over 10 years on trying to trap one man, and when you trap him, everything you use is yours. The room is yours. The girl is yours. The stuff is yours. All of that for one man. And then after you do all that, you still can't turn the people against that person because the people know what that person did for them. Mm-hmm. And that's what matters. The people in San Francisco know what Barry Bonds did out there, how good a player he was. He wasn't just a good player in San Francisco. He did things, philanthropy stuff in San Francisco. So they don't want to look at all of that. All they want to look at, we think somebody saw you use steroids. We don't even know for sure, but we're going to kick you out of baseball.
And then,
this isn't a known fact, guys. I'm not speaking a known fact. But I look at players like Babe Ruth, right? And I have to ask myself, was there a time where any questions like this was raised around his Herculean feats? Because Babe Ruth used to do some amazing things out there. You know, was there a time where he was ever in question? And it's like crazy to me. Mark McGwire, he loved Mark McGwire. Loved him. The man went to Congress and said, I've never used anything. I've never put a steroid in my body. Then he got tested. And they still loved them. You know, Sammy Sosa was thrown out of baseball, kicked to the curb. No, you're not going to be a announcer of the games. We're not going to let you do anything baseball associated. But McGwire,
Sam Sosa took so much steroids, he turned white.
He tried to make himself be white. So I mean, we're gonna leave him in this conversation. We're gonna leave him out because he was steroid up.
Let's take another call. 0412, what you gonna do? You on the corner?
What up? It's the champ is here.
What's happening?
What up?
Oh my goodness.
What's up,
Cap? Hey, Cap, seriously, man.
He must have called on the bat phone. C- because Kale didn't even go through. Well, I think this might be Cap. I don't know who this is, but let's go ahead and bring him in. Kale just knew. It's got to be him.
I'm still working, so I'm still working, so I had to use the other phone. That's all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. The, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Now, listen, y'all know I'm a baseball guy, so I'm going to tell you something. So gambling on the game is worse than being a racist, a drunk, a womanizer, and all the above, huh? That's who's all in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb, they all in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb stood in the middle of the field and called Jackie Robinson a nigger. Excuse me, y'all. An N-word the whole game.
For nine innings.
Mm-hmm. And look where he at.
Yep. First ballot Hall of Famer, though.
Yes, sir.
First.
I did not know that.
And you know why? You know why they really mad at Bobby, Barry Bonds? You know why they really mad at him?
Why?
Because they know he was the best.
Yes.
Yeah, so, hey, listen, y'all. He got so many intentional walks. Intentional, with the bases loaded. The bases were loaded. Mm-hmm. They said, we're going to get y'all one. We're going to give y'all one over giving up four.
Exactly.
That's GOAT work. Yo, that's GOAT work, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but then they put all the false claims on them and put all the false claims on them, and people start pointing their finger at them and looking at them different. So that's what's really what stopped them from getting in the Hall of Fame, because they put all those false claims on them because they knew he was just that. He was the GOAT.
Yep. Yes. Unsubstantiated claims. Unsubstantiated claims.
Yeah.
He gained weight. Everybody gained weight when they get older.
Cobra.
Exactly.
Come on. if you don't keep up the weightlifting regimen, that stuff gonna sink.
It is, yeah. But ain't nobody saying nothing about what's y'all yank CC Sabathian. He was big, then he was little, then he got big again. Nobody said nothing.
Yeah. After all them injuries, you notice after the injuries, he always gets small, then he get big, then he get small.
Yeah.
Y'all had to find a Yankee to bring that out on, huh?
I mean, sorry.
Right. Hey, facts is facts, bro.
Thank you, Cap.
Cap, we gonna bring this full circle. How do you feel about the Basketball Hall of Fame? Because that's what we started talking about, and then you know Kale's corner, man. It just led to baseball. But what do you think about the basketball inductees this year? That's Nowitzki, Wade, Popovich, Parker, and Gasol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. But I do like somebody was saying about the voting. It should come from the players, your peers, the guys you went to war with or against. Not somebody who never played the game, who hating like a Stephen A. Smith. He gets a vote because Kyrie go right at him or pulled up on him. They left him off the 75. Remember they had the anniversary with the 75 greatest player. You gonna tell me Kyrie Irving is not top 75 of all time? Because he didn't get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish, man.
It's foolish,
that was my tomfoolery. That was my suggestion, Cap. They should allow former players, or even if they just allow guys who are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You know,
uh-huh.
I could respect it even more. I can't respect a guy that smoked a cigarette or a cigar, drunk out of the yin yang, and sat behind a computer or a typewriter, having these guys' destiny in his hand. That's just not right.
It's a control thing, bro. It's a control thing.
Yeah.
Exactly what you know that.
We're intelligent
Tony Kornheiser, he's another one to me. You know,
yep.
You watch his show, them bammers will be talking about hanging drapes and the best drapes to hang in your living room. And I'm like, bruh, I tuned in for sports. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, let me go get my girl and she'll talk to y'all about hanging drapes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I tuned in for sports, bruh. You know?
Hey, look, let me say this about Kornheiser and Wilborn. Because I used to be a security officer in the building where they did their show. They've been around
right.
so long that they don't even care. They just gave them the hour so they still be around. You know, they can talk about whatever they want to.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
some of the things that get me is just how they just so, you know, hypocritical about all of this stuff, about how they vote people in. The only reason why I really paid attention to the Hall of Fame, because I got a chance to see my man up there on stage, Allen Iverson. And I just love it that they're paying their dues to Allen now that he's here.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's telling about how great of a player that he was, even though he ain't got the rings and the awards. But everybody know he was on a messed up team. He was on messed up teams. So that's why I really watched it. I could care less about Dwayne Wade.
Exactly.
And
he never chased the ring either. He just stayed loyal to the team.
Exactly. And to add to that, tell me a night Allen Iverson laced him up and got on that floor and did not go 1,000%. Every night that young man played, you thought that the NBA Finals was on the line. The NBA,
and we want to talk about practice.
Practice, exactly. The famous line.
Not a game.
Not a game for practice.
Practice.
And they chopped chopped the interview up though for sure. You know they chopped it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He should have made some
t-shirts
and made some money off of. That's what he should have
did. Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, and I just want to say this real quick. When we think of Allen Iverson, that man was a trendsetter. You understand me? NBA tried to change the dress code. They tried to change hair. They tried to change everything that they could possibly, everything down to the tattoos. But then Birdman coming to the league, this bama got tattoos all up to his neck.
Guess who was the first team to airbrush his tattoos on the program? You'll never guess. The Wizards.
Who is?
The Wizards.
Wow.
Okay.
And Captain Brighton, I remember that because we was having all the shooting and everything in D.C. at the time. And I remember that they did. Yep.
I don't remember. Okay. Well, y'all know what this, when we call that keeping it real, is our only real. Thank you for that, Cap. For bringing us back.
You're always good for a little something.
Exactly.
we talking about the same team that changed their name because there was too much gun activity in the city. But it was gun activity everywhere. It wasn't just here.
All over the world.
You know? But, hey.
Y'all got to admit, though, player. That one, we had about two summers in a row there that D.C. was terrible. Y'all remember that. We was terrible.
Well, we were terrible to D.C. media. They didn't, back then, they weren't really going full on into the other cities and what was happening. So to us as citizens of D.C., we was like, dang, it's crazy here. But I can remember
regular day in D.C.
But now, I'm with you on that. But please get, as a young and growing up, where nothing happened, I heard nobody shot, no one was killed, then days where there was gunshots and people were killed. There were more days that were just calm and cool here. In my growing up, in the time that I grew up. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. They're the witness now. 563-999-3782. We come back, Lady T, it's on you, boo.
Let's get it. Lady T is playing. Tang is Tang. You playing? Tang.
Yes, I'm playing.
Fifty-seven.
Well, yeah. This one's free,
Cap,
right?
Cap, you playing yet?
Cap playing. Okay. Yeah, Cap playing.
Okay. 007, Mom Betty already gave thumbs up. 007, you playing?
He hung up. Remember, he's at the...
No, he online. He online.
Oh, okay. Nas, are you playing?
Else? Who?
Nas.
Nas?
Okay, this Nas.
Nas on the line?
I just got it.
Nas, you playing?
What's up, Nas?
No, I'm just listening.
You just gonna listen this still around? Oh, Gerald is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Nah,
come on, Nas, step in the water, baby.
You don't have to play.
Man, I don't even know what y'all playing. I just came in.
Oh, we're doing the Lady T's pick. You know how we do the picks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me know when week one starts.
Oh, when week one starts. Okay. I got you.
Mima, are you in Mima?
Tonight's game.
Hold on,
Thursday night, which is tonight. Tonight's game, you guys. We have the Browns versus the Eagles. We are playing this game in Philly, guys. This game is in Philly. Come on, 57.
Trees, hold on one second. Reese, are you in?
Okay.
Reese, are you in?
I'm in.
Okay.
Nima, are you in?
I have to start with the first season because we real busy right now. And since you don't listen to the
first
season,
Nima.
You better come on, Nima. I'm waiting on you.
I'll be ready the first part of the season. We just real busy right now, so.
Okay.
You said you could give us some good information, though. But I told him I don't believe the hype.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's
up. All right.
Okay.
That's
so,
what's up, Nima.
One more roll call.
So I'm going to tell y'all. I got Kale,
go ahead.
Lady T, Tang, 57, Cap, 007, Ma Betty, G, and Reese.
Okay.
All right. All right, come on, 57. Browns versus the Eagles.
Philly.
Eagles. Gotcha. Come on, Cap.
I'm going with the Browns on this one.
Browns.
The Browns, yep.
Mom, Betty says the Eagles. G says the Browns. Reese, what you say, boo?
The Eagles.
007, put your answer up, 007, waiting on you. Come on, Tank.
Eagles.
Hill.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
I'm going Eagles. And 007 hasn't answered yet, you guys. So when he does, I'll let you know the answer. Panthers for tomorrow. We got two Friday day games, okay? The first one is the Panthers versus the Giants. This game is in New York, okay? This game is in New York. Come on, Tang.
Good job.
Come on, 57.
Giants.
Whoever playing Tina Marie, can y'all mute your phone? Whoever playing Tina Marie, mute your phone.
Yeah, we
thank you.
Square beads.
Okay, square beads to your baby. My Betty says Panthers. G said his Giants. Come on, Reed.
The Giants.
Okay.
That don't sound like Reese.
Come on, Cap. It's Reese.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
The Giants.
I'm going Giants as well. Did I leave anybody out? No, I did not. Okay.
Hey,
the next game
was,
on Friday.
What was G's pick for the Browns and the Eagles?
Browns.
Okay. Thank you.
The next game for Friday night, Bengals versus the Falcons, you guys. Come on. Okay. Bengals versus the Falcons. Bengals versus the Falcons, you guys. Come on, Reese.
The Bengals.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Sir.
You said who?
Yes.
Tang,
come
I can't hear
you. Bengals. There's too much noise on the phone. I don't know what's going on. Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals.
Come on, 57.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Come on, Cat.
Going with the Falcons.
Kale.
Bengals.
I'm going Falcons. My Betty says Bengals. And G says Falcons. All right. Saturday game. Jaguars are at the Lions. Jaguars at the Lions. Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Jags.
Come on, Tang.
Lions.
57.
Lions.
Cat.
I'm going to go with the Lions.
My Betty says Jag. G says Jag. Reese.
Lions.
I'm going Lions as well. Next game, all the next games are on Saturday. All these games I'm naming are on Saturday. So Saturday card is going to be full. Dolphins versus the Texans. Dolphins are at the Texans, you guys. I am going Texans. 57.
Texans. To get a Taco Bell.
Cap.
Texans.
Tang.
Dolphins.
Kale.
Texans.
My Betty and G is taking Texans. Reese.
The Texans.
Okay, you guys. The next pick is Bills are at the Steelers. 57.
Black and yellow. Oh.
Steelers.
What?
Ten.
Dun.
Steelers.
Let's make it a sweep, baby.
Bills.
We did them on purpose.
Bills.
My best says Bills.
Y'all together.
He says Bills. I'm going Bills as well. Sorry.
What?
I know. Sorry.
It's on now. Sis.
I said I'm sorry.
I got you on the stand.
Y'all ain't gonna have y'all starters out there. Y'all ain't gonna have y'all starters out there. So it's anybody game. All right, Bears are at the Colts. You guys, Bears are at the Colts. Come on, Reese.
The Colts.
All right, come on, Cap.
Colt.
Bears and Colt. Colt. Okay. Come on, 57.
Colts.
Come on, Tang.
Bears. Chicago Bears.
G is going with the Colts. My Betty says Bears. I'm sorry, Tang. You got the Bears. Kale.
Colts.
I'm going Bears. All right. Buccaneers are at the Giants, you guys. The Buccaneers are at the Giants. Jets. The Buccaneers are versus the Jets, you guys. I'm sorry about that.
Take me.
I want to pick you. Come on, Reese.
The Jets.
Got you. My Betty and Gerald picked the Jets. What say you, 57?
Just enough of that, Shanga. Jets.
Cap. I'm going to keep on going. Cap.
I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'm going to go Jets as well. Tang, how about you?
I'm going with the Jets.
Kale, how about you?
Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets. That was our first sweep, guys. That was our first sweep of the year. First sweep. Reese, you made it, girl. You got a Jets sweep. All right. Titans versus the Vikings, guys. Titans are at the Vikings. This game is in Minnesota. Minnesota, guys. Titans, Vikings. Let's start with Cap. Come on, Cap.
Going with the Vikings.
Ma Betty says Vikings. G says Vikings. Reese, what say you?
The Vikings.
Come on, 57. Oh, you gave me, yeah, 57.
Vikings.
Thanks.
Vikings.
Kale.
Titans.
I'm going Titans as well.
Oh, y'all don't know.
All right. All right. Chiefs versus the Cardinals. The C and the C. Chiefs versus the Cardinals. Let's see. Come on, Reese. You start us off.
The Chiefs.
My Betty says Chiefs.
I'm sorry. But Bonanza is coming on, man, and I was humming along with the song. My bad. The Chiefs.
Tang.
Hey, Bonanza is good, man.
Yes, it is. Come on, Tang.
You say Chiefs. Chiefs.
Okay. Come on, Cap.
Chiefs.
Gerald says Chiefs. I'm going Cardinals. Kale.
Chiefs. I ain't got them losing 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to go to the Chiefs.
Well, they ain't saying they started, so.
Okay.
Patriots versus the Packers. Patriots versus the Packers, you guys. This game is being played in Green Bay. Green Bay. Come on, Tang. I'm
going with the Patriots.
Okay. Come on, 57.
Patriots.
Gerald says Packers. Come on, Reese.
The Patriots.
Man, it don't sound like Reese.
Packers. It's her.
It's me, man.
Okay, Miss Reese.
It's me, man.
It's on you, Cat.
Packers. Love gonna play a lot.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait till we go to TV, bruh. We can see everybody.
Yeah. Come on, Kale.
Oh,
Kale,
yeah.
Call
I'm
in.
Green,
Green Bay.
Green Bay? Gotcha.
Yeah.
I am going Apple
have a mask on.
Oh, Lord. The Patriots. All right, guys. Broncos versus the 49ers. Broncos versus the 49ers. You guys already know I'm going 49ers. What are you guys going? Come on, 57.
Broncos.
Come on, Cap.
Oh, man, y'all offers some line. Let me see. I'll go with the Broncos.
I can't blame. Come on, Tang. Where they all rookie? Tang.
Hey, scared to say something.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Broncos. Broncos. Denver.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Mile high.
He down there scared to death. It's just preseason,
okay.
Bro.
My Betty says 49ers. Come on, Reese.
49ers.
Good girl. Come on, Kale.
Good girl.
49ers.
I love you, Reese.
49ers.
I love you. Oh, I love you, too. All right. Raiders versus the Rams, guys. Raiders at the Rams' house. Okay? I am going Raiders. Come on, Kale, what you say?
Raiders.
Raiders?
Yeah, Raiders.
Okay. My Betty says Raiders. Gerald comes up, he going, y'all, everybody who went with the 49ers got to live with Lady T.
After we finish, I got a prediction.
My Betty says Raiders. Gerald says Raiders. Come on, Reese.
I'm not. What's the
Raiders,
team?
Raiders versus the Rams.
The Raiders.
Raiders. Okay. Come on, Kale. Oh, I'm sorry. I got
you. Raiders.
Come on, Tank. Yeah, you went Raiders. I'm sorry.
Rams.
Rams.
Yeah.
Okay. 57.
Yes.
Raiders, Rams.
Raiders, Raiders, Raiders. Raiders, Raiders, I'm sorry.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going to Raiders.
All right. All right, guys. Let's move it, move it, move it. We got those Cowboys going to the Seahawks house. Going over there versus them Seahawks. Come on, Tang.
Seahawks.
Come on, 57.
Seahawks.
Come on, Cap.
We'll go with the Cowboys on this one.
My Betty and Gerald said Seahawks. Reese, what say you, babe?
Seahawks.
Kale.
Go with the Cowboys.
Wait a minute. Let me open. Wait a minute. Let me clean my goddamn ears out.
Preseason. Preseason.
Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, preseason.
Cowboys.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I just heard it right. I just had to make sure I write this down right.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to flip Tang little mojo he trying to get going here.
And that is it for the Sunday. I mean the Saturday games, guys. That is it for Saturday game. This next game is Sunday night. Sunday night it will be the Saints versus the Chargers. Saints at the Chargers, you guys. Let's start with Reese. Come on, Reese.
The Saints.
Saints. Okay. G said Chargers. Mom Betty said Chargers. Tim, what say you?
Chargers.
Okay.
Thanks.
57.
Chargers.
Come on, Cap.
Guarantee the Saints will win.
Oh, is it guaranteed?
Better,
I'm going to go ahead
yeah,
and
they got better backup. They got better backup.
I hate it when you say that.
And Cap, I'ma hold you to it. I'ma hold you to that. I'm holding you to put this little star right here, put Cap's name back. All right. Now, guys, this is the Monday night game. Ain't nothing else on. Just like the Sunday night game, wasn't nothing else gonna be on. Monday night game, the battle of the Beltway. I said again, I said the battle
Lord
of the Beltway. Ravens versus the Washington team. I was going to say that. The Washington team. Because Kale don't like when I say the other word. So, the Washington team. And I'm going to start out with Kale first.
The Washington football team,
and
baby.
I need a score. This is the one I need a score for. You said
okay.
Washington? Okay.
Yeah. 21-18.
All right. I need a score, my Betty. I need a score, Gerald. Both of them are going with Raven. So I need a score from both of them, and we'll wait for that. They'll post it, and I'll let you guys know what they say. Gerald says 14-7. Gerald says 14-7 Ravens. Mom Betty says 18-10 Ravens. Reese, what say you, babe?
Washington, the score is 24-21.
You got
it. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Washington. 23-17.
Come on, 57.
God forgive me. 17-10, Washington.
God forgive me.
I am going Ravens because they haven't lost yet. So I'm going Ravens. I'm going 21-20. Come on, Kat. Bring us up.
Commanders, streak will end with the Commanders, and they need it more under new management
okay.
and blah, blah, blah. We're not trying
okay.
to get nobody else hurt. We just lost. So I'm going with Commanders. Commanders 23-20.
23.
Hey, Cap.
Hold on, wait.
Did you say you was a Ravens fan?
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right,
it's
guys.
Season,
and
brother.
That concludes the Lady Team picks, you guys. Y'all did good. And listen, if y'all want to play for money, we can do a donation of $2. Y'all know my Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. If you see Treetop, that is me, okay? We can do a small donation for the preseason, which will be like $2 if you guys want to do that. And then the $2 will be needed before the game tonight. So when the game kick off, if you guys haven't put in your $2, just know you're playing for fun, okay? And everybody else will be playing for whatever kitty is left. Okay? $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys. All right. Kill.
Where's this?
Take it away.
$2 donation.
$2. No. It goes to the person who wins.
Yeah,
we know.
I shouldn't say donation.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I know I brought this conversation up last week, but I'm not finished talking about it yet. It's some more I want to say. So when we come back, we're going to dive into this Ron Rivera and Eric the Enemy situation. All right? When we come back. 563-999-3782. Something that I heard from Shady McCoy, okay? Shady McCoy was asked, what did he think of the situation between Rivera and the enemy? And he said he sees no problem with what Rivera did. Rivera made a smart move by going to the public and the media with the complaint
of
these players.
Now, I've noticed Rivera has not hit rookies
again because too many people have given comments to take away from that being the thought of the situation, that rookies were the ones that actually came to him complaining. So Rivera had reverted now to saying players were not in agreement with the enemy's style of coaching. All I'm going to say is this. Rivera needs to be careful. He needs to actually be careful and cautious on the landmines that are this DC media. Because they will start out talking like they're on your side and they understand everything you're saying and nothing you're saying is wrong. And then the next thing you know, somebody will come with a point or a fact. And you're all of a sudden looking like the cut bait that you are. I'm on the record saying if this team does not start a game and play as if it's the second half, because it seems like the team doesn't have gumption or energy until the second half of games. And if this continues, I think Ron Rivera will be out of there by game eight. By game eight, halfway, he'll be removed as head coach, because this comment says a lot to your bosses, okay? It says to your bosses, I've been the excuse maker, scepter, for these guys for 3 years now. Why does it say that? Because they felt comfortable coming to you as the head coach and complaining about your assistant coach. It also tells me that this was not a Ron Rivera hire. It was not a Ron Rivera hire, because Ron Rivera, we saw last year with Carson Wentz. And all of us saw how Carson Wentz stunk up the joint. We all saw that. Ron Rivera would not say one bad word, phrase, or statement on what we saw. He covered for him. So much to the point where Heineke, who was playing good for the team, was bent to put Carson Wentz back out there. And Carson Wentz, the only thing he did was further prove to us, number one, Ron Rivera doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to quarterbacks. And number two, Wentz was a bum. Wentz was an absolute bum. Why do I say bum? He came out the first possession, first throw, incomplete pass. Second throw, interception. He came out on the second Washington possession, first throw, incomplete pass, second throw, interception. That says bum to me. That says bum to me. So I, for one, am of the mindset of if you got to let him go, let him go. Let him go, let him move on, and then your team will have no one to run to and complain. They will just have to do what the hell the coach is expecting of them. This man didn't just come with this team with a couple of pictures. No, he came to this team with a winning record. And I'm talking about AFC championship games and two Super Bowls. So if he tells you that you need to run a little harder, run a little harder. If he tells you this is not how we're doing things now, this is not how we're doing things now. As simple as that. Don't run. Don't. It'll be good to see this team when they don't have someone that they can run to. This goes on nowhere else. And Eric Bieniemy has been the same coach everywhere he's worked at. Everywhere he's worked at. And Shady McCoy's comments against Eric Bieniemy was because once Eric Bieniemy came to Kansas City, he saw just how unproductive Shady McCoy had become. So this was Shady McCoy's chance to try to rip him, saying, oh, that's why nobody wanted to hire him as a head coach. That's not why people didn't want to hire that man as a head coach. That is not why. People were waiting to see more from him. And now that we've seen it, he has the offensive coordinator job here in Washington and soon will be, mark my words, the head coach. Lady Chief, you got anything you want to add to that?
I mean, you said a mouthful because, I mean, listen, Ron Rivera, I just think he needs some rest because maybe his illness is affecting his train of thought and things like that. So I don't know if he's just making trouble for himself or there was some fire. Anytime you see some smoke, it's a little bit of fire. So I don't know if he's telling the truth. I don't know if he's lying. But it's not a good look either way. It's just not a good look either way. So he need to put the fire out before the fire gets too big, the flames get too high. So he needs to stop. He just need to stop and just do football. Just do football stuff. That's it.
Yep. Don't do the politics.
Yeah. Just don't do none of that stuff. Just do football.
And you're gonna have nerve to mention the defensive coordinator who's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Somebody he hasn't been the head coach like whatever the dude's name is. He's been terrible everywhere he's been.
I'm going to say this real quick.
Yeah, him. Yeah, but
I don't think if they don't find. I'm sorry, my bad. I thought everybody stopped. I ain't hearing that. Hello?
Okay.
No, it's good.
Can y'all hear me?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I thought I was off.
Go ahead, Kat.
Oh, no. I was saying, yeah, Del Rio. Del Rio was. He tried to use him as the prop, like, you know, he doesn't know what's going on with the players because he wasn't a head coach like Del Rio. Like, Del Rio been terrible everywhere he's been. How you going to use him,
yeah,
for example?
Yeah.
That's all I was saying.
That's true. Come on, 57.
I apologize. I couldn't hear everybody. But I'm going to say this. If they don't fire Rivera before the season starts, I think you got some people coming in that they're going to be very professional. If they don't fire him before the season starts, they're not going to fire him in the middle of the season. They're going to let it play out, and then they're going to let him go. But Shady McCoy, he out of football. He shouldn't be throwing shade back at somebody now that he's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree, too.
1,000%.
And the thing about it, I was just about to say, if you watch the interview, nothing he said came with conviction or belief.
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing he said came with conviction or belief. So, as I said earlier when we were talking about baseball, Slim, take your feelings out of this, man. Take your personal feelings out. Okay, you and the guy didn't get along, but you have a Super Bowl championship ring because of him.
Yeah.
And everybody talks about Mahomes, and Mahomes is a great quarterback. I will never put Mahomes down. He's a great quarterback. But your quarterback needs a leader. Your quarterback needs someone to tell him the things that he's not seen. That was Eric Bieniemy. And then we wanted to get into, he's never called plays. We all know Andy Reid was the one calling plays. And then they showed a clip of Andy Reid saying, we shared the responsibility. It was times in the game that I called the plays, times in the game he called the plays. So get over the facts, bro, before you just try to jump out there with your butt hurt feelings and put this man down. Yeah, get a man a chance, bro. Get a man a chance. And now, seriously, it's not even a story. I'm hearing more about the Ravens and Washington fighting in practice. And a couple of occasional YouTube clips of people putting their 2 cents in on it. But the most thing that's being talked about is the fighting at training camp.
Yeah.
So, Ron Rivera, you put that out there for what? For what, bro? Go ahead now.
Look, anybody else could have spoke on that except Shady. That was the problem. Like, if you were going to do that, let somebody else do it. You got a personal history with this man, like you said. But overall, though, man, just because y'all laying this out, I had to update my list. So number one is Joe, all the things your man won't do. Number two is Jagged Edge. He can't love you like I love. And number three is Ron Rivera, dirtiest Max of all time. This man scared that dude coming for his job, man. So he put that out there. Ron Rivera, dirty Mac, man. He know that man might be sitting in that seat. So he went ahead and threw a little shot out there like he's a position coach. Mm-hmm. He's not a head coach. This is his personality. I'm just throwing it out there. Let y'all do it what y'all want. So, yeah, that's your boy
Back.
Ron Rivera. Dirty Mac.
I love y'all. Y'all know I do. And it's that time. Is my girl Reese still here?
Yeah, she's still here.
Reese, give us the last word, babe. Come on with the last word, Reese.
Give us the last word,
it.
Reese. Let her get her headphones on. She's just coming, bringing your boy a Heineken Zero.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Come on with the last word, my girl. My lady. Not girl, my lady.
Love you guys. I'm glad football is back. I can't wait to see this game on Monday.
Good job, Reese. Good job.
Well, it
don't
sound like Reese.
It's me.
Say it one more time. It's her.
Me?
Hey, y'all. DMV Kale and Ladies and Kids would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Y'all know what the day is. We won't see y'all no more until next Tuesday, so this is a long time, y'all. DMV Kale and Ladies T would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Ladies T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Do not forget our sick and shut-in people. You guys, don't forget the sick and shut-in. Say a quick prayer for everybody you know that's not feeling well, like my ankle. Pray for my ankle. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. God willing, we'll be right back here on Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp, you guys. Kale, take it away.
Enjoy the football. My Nationals just won 10-7. Enjoy the baseball. And, hey, listen, I really, truly enjoyed you all tonight.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Tuesday so I can talk how my Washington football team took them Baltimore Crows and beat the heck out of them. Everybody have a safe weekend. And if you love them, they should already know. That's what's up.
Yeah. Peace, love, and soul, guys.